Show. It's going to be show number 77 of Into Your Head, but nonetheless, it's not a real show. It's a fake show. It's basically some crap that I threw together to pass some time. I had nothing else to do except talk to you. You were my last resort, so I basically got out my recorder a while ago and just sat down and spent some time talking and recorded it. And as a result, you have this piece, which isn't Into Your Head number 77, except it is Into Your Head number 77, but it's not a proper traditional Into Your Head. It doesn't have segments of me saying stuff about various things and smooth musical transitions every few minutes, cat and cat songs interspersed at carefully planned moments. That's going to be none of that. Well, very little. There might be a musical thing after this segment. But then after that, you'll just hear 22 minutes of me talking crap, which isn't the normal way that things go. But, it's nothing like a change. It's nothing like a little deviation from the usual format. Suffice to say, if you haven't heard Into Your Head before, don't listen to this one first. Go back and listen to the previous one. Listen to show number 76. That's a much more standard one. This isn't a good place to start, because if you listen to this, you'll think it's all like this, and you mightn't like this. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that you'll be a new listener, and you'll listen to this first, and then you'll think, oh, I don't like that, that's a load of crap. Which indeed it is, but it's not the normal crap that we do. Our normal crap is different from this crap. So go back and listen to the previous show. That's our normal crap. And then, if you don't like that, that's fine. You can go ahead and not listen ever again. But don't judge us by this, because this isn't this. This is something else other than this. This is the other thing. This is basically this is me chillaxing over a 1 liter bottle of Red Bull. Well, not real Red Bull, but that's something you'll hear about in the previous episode when you go back and listen to that. It's that fake Red Bull that I've been drinking recently, and it relaxes me. I find that taurine and high caffeine content relaxes me, and so I made a nice relaxing 22-minute segment, which you'll hear in a moment. So anyway, this is just an introduction. That's probably obvious, is it? I'm probably over-analysing for you. I'd probably take it to another level and say, this is me speaking. But I don't want to patronise you. Patronising means talking down to someone, making them feel inferior, treating them as if they're of inferior intellect. That's what patronising means, just in case you didn't know. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking he just belched, and that's disgusting. Well, if that offends you, you mightn't want to listen to the rest of this show, because there's more of that to come. There are several belches ahead. Consider this a warning sign. This is a little triangular warning sign in the roadway saying belches ahead. If you don't like belches, then don't listen to this show, and don't go back and find an archive of my old website where I used to do a regular humour column called Neil's Belch, because that'll offend you too. Luckily that's not online anymore, so you probably won't find it. I believe it may have been in archive.org for a while, but I don't think it is now, in the Wayback Machine. Because there you go. I suppose it's a thing of the past. It's of almost 3 years ago. I stopped writing belches, and I decided to start recording them instead. And they're much more random when you record them, because, they come out at the... Your timing is at the, and your schedule and your format is basically at the mercy of your digestive system. And I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking your digestive system and its actions and how it works is a direct result of your actions and what you choose to eat and when. Well, that's true, but I'm not an expert in how to perfectly time something and eat it at the correct time to produce a belch at a certain moment. I can't say I'll have two sips of Red Bull now, and that'll produce a belch in 3.5 minutes time, just at the end of the second segment. I'm not that good. Maybe you are. Or maybe you think you are. Maybe you're not as good as you think you are. Have you ever considered that? Maybe you're crap. Or maybe you're just average. You think you're brilliant, but you're just average. Or maybe you're extra brilliant. You think you're extra brilliant, but you're just brilliant. Or maybe you're absolutely appalling, and you think you're only slightly appalling. Whatever the way, I suppose it could work the other way too. You could have an inferiority complex, or just think you have one. In which case, that's something to go and see a doctor about. Anyway, here you go. Here's the me of earlier talking crap for 20 minutes or so. And as I say, if you're new to the show, don't listen to this. Go back and listen to something else. And if your things do stuff, actually, this is fantastic. I seem to have just filled up another 6 minutes just with this introduction. So we have a full non-show for you. It's going to be about 26 minutes long, plus music. Absolutely fantastic. Anyway, goodbye. Session for Into Your Head number 77. It's an online radio show that I do, which you can hear at www.intoyourhead.com or on your portable music device. You can subscribe to it in your iTunes and download it and listen to it and then discard it. Now, I know there's a person I correspond with in Singapore who keeps all of his old podcasts going back years and years and years, and he's concerned that it's going to cost him money to store all these podcasts. He's having to buy extra bedrooms to store the hard drives in. He's got 8 million listen-to podcasts stored on his computer. Let me assure you, you're allowed to delete Into Your Head after you've listened to it. As long as you've listened to it, that's fine. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, that sounds like he tried to pretend that he was saying something while he was drinking out of the bottle, and then it sounds like he tried to belch into the bottle, which is a little bit weird, if you ask me. I don't ask you. It's none of your friggin' business. If I wanted you to know that I was doing that, I would have described it, because this is an audio show, not a video show. If this was a video show and I had done this thing, it wouldn't be none of your business. It would be your business, because you'd be able to see me doing it. And if I hadn't, in that particular instance, if I hadn't wanted you to know about it, I would have done it behind my back, or behind your back, behind the camera, I suppose, rather than in front of it. But that's not the case. This isn't a video. This is an audio program. It's basically a software. It's a series of ones and zeros that you download. You play it back on your device, and you hear audio. But you're not hearing the original audio. You're hearing a reproduction of the original audio. It's not like radio waves that travel all the way to you. That's not even audio traveling. Someone makes radio waves 100 miles away. Someone makes a sound, and that moves the waves, and the waves move towards you, and then the waves go into your radio, and you recreate the sound that was made 100 miles away. So that's basically how technology works. I'm not an expert in technology, I have to say. My background is in accountancy, but nevertheless, I have an interest in it. I know how to make a website. I once did a course on how to make websites, and I got a grade A distinction, whatever the hell you called it. I got the top grade anyway. I got an advanced diploma in web design from the Institute of Management something in Britain. I didn't go to Britain for it. I did it in a college in Ireland to import qualifications from England. Because there aren't enough qualifications in Ireland, so they have to import them from abroad. I also attempted to do an accountancy degree that was imported from Northern Ireland, but that didn't work out. I suppose if I went back now and tried to do it, it wouldn't work out either, because they've discontinued that program. They're now importing their degrees from England, I believe. They're getting them from a university in Wales now instead of Northern Ireland. I don't know why that is. Presumably Wales makes better accounting degrees. I can't imagine why. I mean, Wales isn't even a real country. It's part of Britain. That's not to say that I have anything against Wales. My first ever foreign holiday was in a town called Saundersfoot, which is in Wales. And I can't remember it because I was about 3 years old. But I'm sure it was absolutely fantastic. And then my second ever foreign holiday was in Edinburgh in Scotland. Now, Scotland is a real country. It has its own parliament. Technically, it's not a separate country from Britain. It's part of Britain. But they have their parliament and their first minister. And actually, they're on their second first minister now, if I remember rightly. Their first minister died. A guy called Donald, he went and decided to go and die. Well, he probably didn't decide. Well, it wasn't a suicide. He was taken ill, and he died. He had a big nose, if I remember rightly, and glasses. But apart from that, he was pretty successful as first minister of Scotland. But then they had to replace him because they decided once you're dead, you can't carry on being first minister. You have to get a second minister. So they went and got the second minister. I don't know who that was. I think it was someone whose first name began with A. That sounds right, but I don't know. I stopped following British politics a few years ago when podcasting was invented. So before that, I used to listen to the BBC Morning News programme on the radio on my morning commute. But I don't anymore. Nowadays, I listen to podcasts such as this one. I listen to this podcast on my way to work. I listen to it in the toilet. Who am I kidding? I listen to my podcast in the toilet. It seems appropriate. When I'm travelling anywhere, I listen to a normal podcast like The Overnightscape and The Ruber Nerd Show, and what else? Several others. I listen to The Dadaists Evening of Cabaret. Go into the links section on IntoYourHead.com and you'll see all these. I also listen to Nobody Likes Onions, Red Bar Radio. Hold on a minute, what else do I listen to? I have to check. I've never told you what else I listen to on my iPod. Hold on a minute, I'll just go into my link section and remind myself. I don't have access to my iTunes on this laptop, but I have access to my link section. Conspiracast, I knew I'd left one out. Conspiracast, I used to listen to Urban Coffee, but that disappeared. I listened to This Week in Tech. All the Leo Laporte crap, the bitterest pill when it's free, because you have to pay for most of them now. Let's see, what else do I listen to? The Overnightscape Underground, which is a spin-off of The Overnightscape. It's absolutely fucking fantastic. The Overnightscape is one of the finest podcasts, online radio shows, one of the finest pieces of media I've ever come across. It's at theovernightscape.com. It's presented by this guy in New Jersey, who basically spends all his day walking around with a microphone stuck to his head, and he just goes around saying stuff, and it turns out absolutely fantastic. Many of the listeners to Into Your Head are fans of The Overnightscape. I also listen to the now-deceased Obtuse Angle with Steve DuPont. That's stuff. What else do I listen to? I think that's about it. I think that's about all I listen to. I listen to some other American talk show thing, I don't know. Oh, the Paul Stevenson show, I listen to that. And I listen to... there's another one that I can't remember the name of. It's from some state in the middle of America. It's basically two people talking about stuff. It'll come to me sometime, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm sure it's not important. Anyway, those are some of the podcasts I listen to. I don't know why I brought this up. I think I was talking about my podcast, and that got me onto the subject of podcasts. God knows what that'll get me onto next. Maybe it'll get me onto television. I'll start talking about television in a minute. In fact, that's an idea. Let's go to television.com. Television.com. Now, we've got interest. We've just got a blank page with the words television.com on it. So that's nothing. So we go to tv.com. I suppose I should go to... Oh, hold on. I won't do that. I shall go to tv.tv. That's what we'll do. tv.tv. There's a flashing television thing, which means this website isn't working. There's some sort of a player. It's flashing and making me belch. So we'll go back to tv.com. It seems to be some sort of website about television. You can watch clips of things and stuff about television shows. All sorts of stuff. I suppose that's rather predictable in a way. You say that, but I mean, there was a band back in the 80s called Television, so it could have been the official fan website of the band called Television. Or it could have been, I don't know, it could have been anything. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's being less attentive than usual to his recording session. He keeps stopping and belching and drinking stuff, and he's basically just browsing the internet, talking about podcasts, and getting very little else done. Well, that's true. I wasn't really going to record anything at the moment, so I was just going to sit here and be proud of myself, because I've already made 3 podcasts this week and uploaded them. I don't feel like I owe you anything. I feel like this on. I feel like a teacher on the last day of term, who's covered everything and who's already done the exam and everyone's passed. Well, except the predictable idiots who didn't pass, but I'd accounted for that. But it's the last day of school, and I can just put my feet up for a while until the beginning of the next term, because it's nothing important that needs to be done. That's what I'm like. I've made 3 half-decent episodes. I don't feel I owe you anything else this week. So I'm just basically spewing crap into the microphone. Not literally, of course. That would be unhygienic. If anyone was going to spew crap into this headset, it would be the dog that I'm going to be looking after next week. Me and my wife are going to be looking after a small dog next week, who I believe hasn't been toilet trained to the fullest degree. I believe it does go crap on a special crapping mat that's designed for dogs to crap on, but it doesn't go outside, so we're going to try to train it. We hope to hell it doesn't follow the cats around and go wherever the cats go. Well, I suppose that wouldn't be too bad. I don't know. I've run that topic into the ground. I suppose this is... I should tag this as a non-regular edition of Into Your Head. I should call it Into Your Head Extra, or the Into Your Head Underground. That's what your man at the Overnightscape does. He has the Overnightscape Underground. He does an offbeat sort of show where he just does everything, anything he wants. And it's the underground version. It's not the mainstream version. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll call it the Into Your Head Underground, and then I'll get sued by Frank Edward Knorr of the Overnightscape. He'll come along and say, I invented the underground. I even went to the London Underground train system and bought their website. I bought the londonunderground.com, and then I removed the word London from it and changed it to Overnightscape. So that's probably what he did. He's a very organized chap. So there you go. Anyway, we've 12 and a half minutes. That's absolutely fantastic. That's pretty much half a show done. Achieve nothing, of course, but I mean, what were you expecting? This isn't some news podcast. It's not the news. Oh, that reminds me. The news. I was trying to get into the BBC website earlier and it was broken. It wouldn't let me in. Is it fixed now? Seems to, oh, it is fixed now. Something about Amy Winehouse and Pete Doherty have put a film of themselves on YouTube playing with newborn mice. And apparently that's considered weird. Or it's they've caused concern among fans. I can't see why. I put pictures of myself on YouTube urinating. If you go on into go to intoyourhead.com/videos, you'll get to my YouTube page, which has two recent videos of me urinating. One is called the Urination Session of the Week, and one is called Show 76 Video, or something like that. Some such nonsense. I haven't had that hasn't resulted in a BBC article about me saying Neil and Joanne O'Carroll have caused concerns among fans after filming a bizarre video of themselves urinating into the toilet. Or party when Amy Winehouse and Pete Doherty do this, it's a problem. I can't see why, to be perfectly honest. Anyway, let's go into the business news. Why not? Business news. I haven't gone into the business news for at least 3 days. In case you're wondering, it's at http://news.bbc.co.uk/2/i/business/default.stm. Now, of course, that's just the main menu. You'll have to add a bit onto that address for each individual story. But we haven't even got there yet. Still waiting for it to load. So hurry up and load. I haven't got all day. Still waiting. Still got a blank page. It says transferring data from news.bbc.co.uk. Well, I don't want the data transferred, I just want to read it. So just show me the data, just act like a big virtual telescope. Leave the data where it is on a computer somewhere in London and just let me be able to see it from here. Show me an image, beam me an image of the data. Don't send me the actual data itself, just send me the light from the data. This is like if I want to go out and have a look at the sun. I don't want the sun to come to me. That would be ridiculous. It would probably kill us all. No, I just want the sun to stay where it is. 92 million miles away. And I just want to be able to see in the sky and feel a bit of warmth from it. Some vague warmth. I'm going to cough now. Still waiting for the business page to load. Now we're up to 15 and a half minutes. That's a record. I very rarely record anything more than 15 minutes without pausing. So we've certainly achieved something today. Now I'm going to press stop because I've given up on that. The BBC website is down again. It's basically it's down. I don't know any other way of putting it or any other way of expanding on it. I suppose I could go and do a search for the BBC website is down. Would that be silly? I'm always doing that sort of crap. I don't want to be repetitive any more than I already am. I've probably mentioned cats at least 8 times in the last 15 minutes. I'll find out when I go back and write the show notes. So that's it. I've nothing more to say, but I don't want to press stop. Because we're up to 16 and a half minutes, and as I say, that's a major record. I've never managed to record that long in one go, and I don't want to stop just yet. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go into Twitter. That's what I'll do. I'll go into Twitter, the social messaging interaction website, and I'll just log in. No, nothing's happened. Someone's doing stuff and someone's saying things. Well, no, nothing's happened since I was last there of any note. I suppose I could go into the toilet and do a urination session, but now that I think of it, I don't think I feel the need or the ability at the moment to produce a urination session. So anyway, yeah. Do run out of some stuff about Russia. Here is an article. It's an article on a blog about the new democratic Russia. They've something about they might have decided to have an official state religion. It's not terribly interesting, I assume. I can't read it because I'm busy talking. So I can't review this for you unless I read it all out. And then that's risky, because if it turns out to be boring, then I'll have bored you to tears. You'll be sitting there crying. And you might be in a public place, and people will ask you, "Are you okay? You seem to be crying." And you'll go, "No, I'm fine. I'm just listening to this podcast, Into Your Head, at intoyourhead.com, and it's made me cry." And that'll give me a bad name. That'll be counterproductive. That'll be like a negative word of mouth. So I don't want to make you cry if you're listening on a bus somewhere. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you roar with laughter. In fact, if you're not finding any of this entertaining, please, wherever you are right now, burst out into a spontaneous fake laughter. It's for the good of the show. It's to help me spread the word. For the next, I'll count you down. For the next 10 seconds, please, wherever you are, pretend to be laughing at least 8 decibels. Okay, so I'll start now. I'll count you down from 10 to 0. You can stop when I say 0. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, there you go. That was for the good of your health. Reports say laughter is good for your health. It makes your heart better or something, or improves your stomach. If you have a belly laugh, it's good for your stomach because it drives all the fluids through it and out the other end. That's basically what looking after the body is all about, making sure all the fluids go in and out in a nice healthy flow. It's basically like traffic management. Especially at rush hour, there's someone sitting in a big room somewhere with lots of screens connected to cameras, and they're watching the traffic. And if there's a bottleneck somewhere, they say, "Oh, we'll change these traffic lights around a bit. We'll change the sequence, and that might help." Well, the digestive system is exactly the same. You find a bottleneck somewhere where there was you ate a slice of bread earlier, and it's going a little slowly through the stomach. Well, what you do there is go and drink a bottle of water. And water, basically, has no effect whatsoever, but it's something to do. It keeps you busy. It's basically a placebo. Water is a placebo. It has no biological effect whatsoever. But it makes you feel good, like they tell you. It's full of nutrition. It keeps you alive. And because you believe that, you'll stay alive just from that thought. You'll say, "Oh, this must be keeping me alive, so I won't die." And therefore, you don't die. So that's what happened in Africa in the 1980s. Everyone was told, "Oh, you don't have water, so you're going to die." Well, they weren't actively told that. It's just that when there was water, they were told to drink it because it would keep them alive. So then when the water ran out, they automatically believed that they would all die. So they all just gave up on life. And that's how drought works. So anyway, there you go. I think we've exhausted everything for now. It's 21 minutes and 46 seconds. That certainly is a massive record. I don't think I've ever spoken before I think once I spoke for about 20 minutes when I was doing a chair up the stairs segment for, I think it was the show called Quantity Over Quality 2. I don't know, something like that. But anyway, the record has been broken. An absolutely fantastic achievement, and thank you for listening. Now, this is a postscript to non-show number 77. That's what it is. I won't tell you where I am. I'm in a very small room. I'm multitasking. That's all you need to know. I'm multitasking, and I happen to be listening back to what I've recorded. And this thing back to, well, as I said at the beginning, this is a non-show. If you're new to Into Your Head, this isn't an Into Your Head. Well, it's called Into Your Head, number 77. But in another alternate universe, there's another Into Your Head, number 77, that sounds like a normal Into Your Head, and it doesn't sound like this. That's basically what I want to impart to you. So there you go. So if you're new to Into Your Head, you shouldn't have listened to this at all. You shouldn't have spent the last 29 minutes or whatever it is listening to me basically doing something that should never have been uploaded at all to IntoYourHead.com. But I don't have any other audio websites that I upload it to. If I was your man from the Overnightscape, I would have another website and call it the Into Your Head Undergroundscape or something. Where I can just put anything like this and just put it up there. But I don't. I don't have an underground Into Your Headscape or whatever the hell you call it. So it has to go up here, and I'll sort of half pretend that it's a normal show, and I'll put in this little warning to new listeners not to listen to this. But I won't bother telling regular listeners. Regular listeners, I'll just tell them, oh look, there's a new show up, come along and listen to it. Oh no, it's perfectly normal, honest, I'm not messing, it's a real normal Into Your Head. Go ahead and listen to it, you won't be disappointed. And they won't mind, because they're regulars. They'll come back and put any old crap up here, and they'll come back week after week after week, because they subscribe to the podcast. It automatically downloads onto their computers. They've no control over it. Usually they're asleep when it happens. Their iTunes updates every hour, and it goes and has a look at IntoYourHead.com, and it sees there's a new show, and it downloads it, and then they wake up in the morning, and they kind of half wake up, and they plug in their iPod to their computer for a minute, and I basically get onto their iPod, up my latest show updates onto their iPod, and half an hour later they're sitting on the bus going, what the fuck is this? It says here this is a non-show. It seems to be a show because I'm listening to it, but he says it's a non-show, and he says if I'm a new listener I shouldn't listen to it. But I'm not a new listener, I'm an old listener. And here I am on a bus listening to this thing, and that guy should have set up an Into Your Head Underground, although that's already been done, so he probably gets sued. Actually, I think he said that during this non-show. I think he said he didn't do that because he'd get sued. And he belched a lot as well. But I don't know. So yeah, anyway, as I say, this is an afterlude. It's like a prelude, but it's after. I didn't actually say it was an afterlude. I said it was something else, but I can't remember what I called it. What's it called? It's a little thing that you're putting at the end of a book. What's that called again? Not the appendix. The prologue, no. Something log. I don't know, something like that. Yeah, the little sort of thing, just a little extra chapter that you put in after the ending of a novel. And it's called, I don't know, I usually says something like, what's his name went on to become a circus owner, and he died in 1982 as a result of a freak accident involving a cat. And this book was re-released in 2008. There was 3 copies printed, 1 for the author's mother and 2 for the author. And I don't know, stuff like that. Anyway, whatever you call that thing that's at the end of a book. I'm not going to stop recording this until I remember what that's called. It's called... I even said it a few minutes ago, but I can't rewind this while I'm recording it. So I'm going to just keep recording until I remember what that thing is called. What's it called? See, the one at the beginning is called a foreword or an introduction. So is it an afterword? No. Prologue. Analogue. It's not the appendix. That's a different thing. It's called... I'm going to have to stop speaking for a minute just so I can think. So bear with me for a moment. Appendix. Prologue. Sequel. I don't know what it's called. Here's a book here. There's one book here in this little room that I'm in. I'll see if that's got one in it. No, it doesn't. It's just got a thing called About the Author at the end. That's certainly not what I'm trying to think of. It's called... I don't know. I'll give up. I've already said it anyway earlier in this segment. As I say, I can't go back and... I can't go back and see... Oh, Epilogue. That's what it is. There you go. It's written in the contents here. Epilogue. And it's on page 199. But that's only in this particular book. It isn't always on page 199. If you wanted the epilogue to always be on page 199 of a book, no matter what the length of the book, you'd have to change the font size for every single book and keep adjusting it trial by error until such point as the font, as the book is small enough to fit onto 198 pages, so that the epilogue could be on page 199. And I'll tell you, for a particularly long book, you'd have to have a very, very small font. If you wanted to get the unexpedited edition of Stephen King's The Stand and squash that into 198 pages, I can tell you you'd have a lot of trouble, because that's around 1420 pages of small print. And you'd have to make it much, much smaller. You'd have to make it 1/7 its size. It's already small print. The paperback edition is, anyway. So I'll tell you, you'd have to sell a microscope with it, or a telescope, whatever you call those things. You'd have to sell reading glasses. You'd have to offer, and of course, reading glasses come with a prescription. So you'd have to offer a voucher with each book, so for an optician, so that the reader could get their eyes tested, so that they could get properly prescribed reading glasses. Because you can't go around just handing out prescription glasses without prescription, without testing the eyes of the person. Unless your market, you've decided that your market is all one particular part of the population, all of whom happen to have the exact same level of eyesight. It's called target marketing. But that seems unlikely.
If you would like to comment on any of the issues raised in today's program, visit the Stalkers Forum guestbook
and online voicemail system
at our website, intoyourhead.com, or email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Remember, we value the opinions of you, the humble and ignorant listener.